Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Power of Love Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Power of Love, sponsored by the D.D. Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. I am T.J. Jackson, and with me, I have both of my brothers, Taj and Terrell Jackson. How are you guys?
What's up? What's going on?
We are live on The Power of Love Show. It is July 3rd, the day before July 4th, of course. I'm curious to know what you guys have planned, but before we get into that, we need to thank everyone who's tuned in, who's listening to us right now. We figured out a topic, a pretty good one, an important one. But before we share what that topic is, we want to remind you that if you want to participate in the show, simply send a tweet to us at DDJ Foundation. Again, it's at DDJ Foundation, or you can call in at 323-203-0815. As for the disclaimer, we are not licensed therapists. We're just ordinary people who've experienced loss in our lives. We've been impacted by it, and we've learned from it, and we want to share our opinion in an attempt to help you overcome whatever it is you're going through. Saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you. We urge you to seek it and to find it. Do not just rely on us. So, real quick, Taj, Terrell, again, it's Wednesday, July 3rd. First of all, how was your week?
The week?
Yeah, how was your week? The end of June?
We're in the middle of the week, so that's throwing me off.
Okay.
Since
the last time you...
I don't know. I feel like I'm still adjusting to things. I'm trying to think what I did. I didn't... Since I've been here, I missed the last show. That's why.
We didn't have a show. Yeah, we didn't have a show.
That's why.
Okay.
But I've had team parties for my baseball team.
Okay.
Visited some of their all-star games. I don't know. I feel like I'm getting in the swing of stuff. I feel like I'm playing catch up. I mean, still dealing with loss.
And yeah.
I'm sure we're going to mention it, but we also lost another family friend earlier this week.
Yeah.
Eric Hicks, really good friend of our father's and grew up with mom and dad.
Yeah.
Battle with cancer.
Yeah.
And it's sad, you know. And that just, I don't know, it just puts you in a weird, weird place. And I think it's, obviously, it makes me sad. And I think it's somehow affected me and my mood. You know, I'm still dealing with the whole Clyde thing. You know, it's not hard, so it's gonna be with you for a minute. But, you know, trying to do my best to navigate through.
We're definitely going to talk about Eric. We're going to share some time about Eric. But before we do, Taj, how was your week?
It was okay. I mean, the Eric news kind of rocked us. But, you know, Siggy had a surprise birthday party, which was, you know, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. Saw Spider-Man Homecoming, which I was looking forward to seeing.
And you liked it?
I can't tell you yet.
Real
That's
quick.
Part of our review.
Okay. Real quick, has anyone seen Toy Story?
Yes.
Yes.
You both saw it?
I saw Toy Story. I liked it.
I enjoyed it.
Are you guys going to review that too?
We did. Thanks for
the support.
Taj, like I said before,
like and subscribe.
I'm all over the place right now.
Yeah.
Taj, the what you keep referring to is your film show.
Yeah.
Called?
Film Family.
Film Family.
Which I do.
On YouTube.
Yes.
Okay. How's it going, by the way?
I watch a lot of movies anyway.
Yeah.
And so my cousins, our cousins, I should say, wanted to do a show on stuff that we already talk about. I was like, yeah, let's do it. And I had the equipment.
Yeah, see, I don't want to see it before. I don't want to see your review.
You shouldn't, because we spoil everything.
Oh, of course. I know how you guys are.
We have spoilers.
That's why, no.
But, I mean, besides that, I think, you know, as Terrell said, still dealing with loss and grief.
Yeah.
You know, especially this was compounded and, you know, talking to Pops, he was very, this one hit him as well because Eric was a childhood friend.
Yeah.
You know, Eric, you know, and Eric's always been a staple in our lives.
Like Eric went to high school with Pops and Mom.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was really sad. I'm not going to say exactly what my Pops said, but he basically, was alluding that he has, like, all his friends are gone. You know, like, everyone that's been close to him, in a way, like, he's starting over in that. And it's hard because I know he's not the most outgoing person, you know what I mean? So it's like when you have friends from high school and whatever, you know what they want, you know what they're after, even though it's like, you know, you might not always be close to them, you at least know where they're coming from.
Yeah.
You know, as we do with our Buckley friends. So it's just, it's been hard on him.
I feel for Pops, you know, with Clyde first, and that's just in the last month, you know, but there's many friends he's lost even since we've been doing the show.
Yeah.
And it's not like our father has many friends. These, I mean, he does, but if you asked us 5 years ago who were his friends, the top five friends, they're all gone, they are all gone. So I feel for Pops, you know.
It's his best friends, Eric, from Tony to Sterling.
David Williams.
To David Williams.
Ed Tate.
To Ed.
Clyde.
Clyde. To Eric.
Yeah. That's tough. Okay. Well, let me share this real quick.
We'll stay on Taj. You also had your anniversary,
That was several weeks ago.
We were on the show. Yeah, so.
Wait, you did too.
Father's Day.
We've had a show since June 16th.
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah. I had my anniversary.
Oh, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had yours.
Yeah.
How was that? What did you do?
I don't remember.
We went to
Huntington Beach.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, because I came home from out of town on that day.
Okay.
Nothing special. Yeah. I'm going to tell you guys right now, if you haven't figured it out, dates don't mean much to me.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that, but, you know, there's certain dates.
Say it on air. Really?
It's true. Like, Francis asked me, what do I want to do for my birthday? Honestly, I wasn't
planning on you doing anything.
I don't know.
I'm not planning on doing anything.
Maybe it's the way we grew up, not celebrating birthdays and Christmas and, you know.
Well, it does mark a specific thing.
I don't know why I don't think like that.
The only ones I like, I might do something for my 50th.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, it has to be a milestone.
Like, exactly. And last, our anniversary on the 10-year one, we did something big. We had a thing. But when it's 11, 12, I mean, I still will acknowledge it, but I'm not trying to go all out.
No,
that's
the
same with me.
I don't think you go all out.
To be honest, I don't even care to go out on my stuff. Like, even my 40th last summer, I don't even think we did anything, and that was just fine with me.
It's nice but on the flip side, you know, for some people, it's really nice to celebrate. You see people that you haven't seen in a little while.
That's just not for me.
I'm trying to give devil's advocate here.
But, you know, I'll give devil's advocate.
Yeah,
I think, especially since this is loss and grief, I think it's important to celebrate and see your friends because you may be 37 and I'll do it when I turn 40. You might not make it to 40.
Here's the deal. I don't try to wait for dates to do that. I try to just incorporate that through the year. So, like, last week we planned a friend trip with my childhood friends in the middle of October, a weekend. And there's no significance. There's nothing, but that's going to be as much fun as anything I could have planned on July 16th.
Yeah.
So I'd rather plan it around, if there's a big concert on, you know, I don't need it to be for.
Yeah, that's how I am.
I do that year round so that
try.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just different. But I do want to share one thing because I went to Pops's like 3 weeks ago and Eric was there with Pops. And it's just, you know, asking how Eric is, and he had been dealing with cancer, but, you know, I think he was on the improvement side, and he was just saying, you know, I'm blessed, you know, just living each day and just happy I'm on the right side of the ground. Mm-hmm. You know, that statement really stuck with me because I think it's, first of all, I loved the last several times I talked to Eric, he had that kind of mentality of, you know, I don't know when it's going to come, but every day I'm going to enjoy it and live carefree and you know, you never know when your time is up. So, you know, to Eric and his family, on behalf of us three T, we love you and thank you for all you've done for us and as well as our father and our whole family. I think that's important to share. With that said, there's another important thing that happened, was the 10-year anniversary of our uncle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't think we've been on the air since that.
Oh, no, we didn't.
And Taja, I'll hand it over to you since you were more on ground zero with that. How are you dealing with that, and how did everything go from, even if it's from the, you know, family friend perspective and fan perspective?
You know, it's weird because it's interesting celebrating something with a lot of people, you know, in that way. And when I say celebrating, I mean celebrating the man, not celebrating the death day, because you know, we don't want to celebrate that, but just celebrating who Michael Jackson was,
yeah,
in that way. And so in a way it helps, because it helps the grieving process, because you know that he was so beloved all around the world. But at the same time, you have your own personal, not only stories, but feelings in there. And I think it gets diluted as well, because it gets mashed in with everything else. But it was, for me, I had a chance to go to Forest Lawn. I didn't go, but that's the same reason why I didn't go. You know, I don't go a lot with mom. It's just because I just didn't feel like going and celebrating. Just, I don't know. I'm just, for me, but I was there with a lot of the fans the days before and all that stuff. I just couldn't do it on the day.
For me, that day is very tough.
We were together, all three of us.
Yeah, I just feel like it's just a tough day for me, you know, and the problem is it kind of spills over. The day before is tough. The next 2 days after are tough, and it's like a cloud over my life and world. I feel like it's still, I'm still kind of feeling that, I don't know, I don't want to use too strong of a word, but I'm still feeling that layer of thickness clouding me, you know, and I'm trying to combat it. And because the next thing you know, you'll go through life half of your year feeling in a mental funk, you know? So it's an interesting to figure out. And I think it's important to figure out how to overcome that and get through it. And that's something I'm still kind of struggling with, and something I wish I can get better at. I do want to ask both of you guys your opinion. As some people feel, you shouldn't be celebrating the day someone passes. Mm-hmm. I have my opinion on that, and I'll share it last.
Yeah.
But I want to know each of your opinion.
Well, now that we brought it up, this was actually a topic I wanted to discuss, but I knew last time we were going to do the show, you weren't going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we decided to not do the show, but that, we don't have to discuss it today, but I wanted to discuss that day in more detail, in more depth, I should say.
Okay.
So your question was about celebrating the day someone passes.
Yeah.
You know, for me, maybe I don't think you do. And I remember you saying that, because you don't remember the day mom passes and it just comes and goes.
Yeah.
That's something I always remember. I dread that day. I don't like that day. And when it comes, I'm sad because I remember X amount of years ago on this day, this is when my life changed. And a couple of years ago, I tried to make it a positive thing. So it wasn't I tried to flip it. And I said, this is for me, I'm going to do everything I can for DDJF and just try to spread awareness and flip it that way, so it has some positive. I think it's the same thing with MJ.
Did it work though when you did that?
Yeah, it did actually. Okay. I posted something about us, and we were actually on stage, or around that time we were on stage performing in Holland for the festival, and I posted something and I said that. I said, this is normally a day I don't like, and I still, you know, it has its thing, but I'm trying to have a reverse thing on it. And I think it's the same thing with MJ. I think people remember that day. You remember where you were. You remember what happened, and, you know, the whole events. And it's something, yeah, you're going to be sad about, because it's a huge loss. And I think the way people try to get by that and try not to make it such a negative dark cloud is to say, hey, wait a minute. It is sad that he's no longer here, but look at all the great things he did. And I want to celebrate him, and I want people to know his music, and I'm going to play his music loud, and I'm going to do all these great things in his memory. So I understand, you know, it's the same thing. When the day he passed away, they were showing things in Harlem, and people were singing and dancing, and you know, you had people crying, but you also had people dancing and thankful that they got to be a part, you know, to live with that and got to see him perform, and they wanted to share that.
Yeah.
So in a way, it's like we want to keep his legacy alive. So I understand that. Mm. I completely get that.
And I wasn't someone that celebrated death days, I should say, or whatever we're calling this.
You did not?
No. I would never post about someone. I just didn't. You know, for me, it wasn't like it was always like their birthday that should be the one that people. Mm-hmm. But something changed in me.
I'm curious, what changed?
The need to celebrate, like the need to, as Terrell said, flip it, kind of thing, and flip it in a way, because otherwise you just dread it. And I said, I'm going to not be sad on this day. I'm going to be happy on this day, and I changed it, and it was great, you know, to see Uncle Michael trending, you know, mm-hmm. worldwide. For the whole day since the midnight before, yeah. To see, you know, whether people wanted to admit it or not, the power and the love that he had all over the world, and I needed to see that as well, just because I know he, you know, he was such a light and he brought so much love to this world, and I needed to see people appreciate it in a way, for selfish reasons, I should say.
Yeah,
because I needed that, and so I'm happy that I was part of that.
Well, yeah, thanks both of you. I definitely think it needs to be a celebratory day, and I say that word with caution, because I think when people think of the word celebrate, it's supposed to be a joyous, happy. It kind of insinuates that you're happy that something happened. You know, like you celebrate when you.
But it depends.
Give me another example when you celebrate something that's negative. So I think the term celebrate something, I think, gives the notion somehow.
Well, it depends. You're not supposed to celebrate the death. You're supposed to celebrate the life. So even at a funeral, you're not celebrating the fact that the person died. You're celebrating that the fact that the person lived and all the beautiful things that they did and you know, all the friendships and great times and the happiness and joy that they brought to the world, and you're celebrating the person.
Right. I'm just saying the term celebrate, because you don't usually say we celebrate at the funeral. I think at the funeral you pay respects and you say goodbyes, where I think death anniversaries, the term, you usually, what do you do? You usually have a positive experience or party or get together or gathering in remembrance of the person. And I think when we use the term celebrate the death anniversary, it kind of confuses us in a way. Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like it kind of it insinuates somewhere deep down that it's a joyous and it's a great thing and you're celebrating something that you're happy happened. So I think there should be a different kind of term instead of celebrating or
remember
something like
that's remember.
Yeah, but anyway, back to the original question, I definitely think, because a lot of people, you know, will say, I tend to not do anything that day. I believe in just celebrating the actual birth date of that person. And my personal opinion is, if that person meant a lot to you, you should do both, especially in Uncle Michael's case, where they're a public person. And, you know, it's another opportunity to remind people of the love he was and the human he was. Because we're always getting reminded by the musical side of him and all his accomplishments. But in terms of who he was and what he meant to so many people, I think that day and his birthday are the 2 days to do that in a community type of way.
Yeah.
You can always celebrate any day. You know, you can celebrate the first day of his big album release or the day he won this Grammy or whatever. But in terms of how are you going to get everyone to celebrate together, I think there's two opportunities, and I don't really find anything wrong with it.
Yeah, well, this was a big one, too, because this was the 10-year anniversary.
Yeah.
I think that was another reason why I joined in on it, as opposed to just a normal.
So,
I was just doing a little research. There's a difference between funerals and a celebration of life.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So I won't read the whole thing, but basically it's they both have the they both do the same things. It's mm-hmm. just the approach and the traditions.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not celebrating the death of somebody. Mm-hmm. You're celebrating the life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the way it's obviously it's the day the person passed,
Right.
But you're celebrating their life. So it's not celebrating the death. It's celebrating his life.
Right. Right. I just think a lot of people get that confused. Because you're 100% right. We're celebrating life. But because on the day he died, mm-hmm. it's like people... Mm-hmm. And I get that. I have the respect that some people don't want to acknowledge or celebrate on that day. And to each his own. But I don't think it's fair to critique anyone that wants to celebrate the life of someone.
I think the most important thing is that those that are celebrating, they're doing it in a way of being positive and mm-hmm. not wanting. Obviously, there's pain and there's hurt and there's sorrow, even with the ones celebrating. But they're choosing to be thankful and to be happy that they got to spend time or just paying respect to the person.
Yeah.
For whatever it is.
So with that said, we're gonna talk about 12 ideas to mark the death anniversary of someone you love. You guys cool with that?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, Terrell.
Real quick.
Yes.
And back on that. Baseball pitcher, actually. Tyler Skaggs.
Tyler Skaggs, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's actually out of Woodland Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Passed away 27, I think it was mm-hmm. on Monday?
27 years
It was
old.
On Monday.
Yeah, he was passed 27 away on Monday.
Or maybe early Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and the baseball team had a game on Tuesday, but it was
canceled.
Today's Wednesday.
It was postponed.
The game on Monday was postponed.
Okay.
He passed away Monday. The game on Tuesday they played in his memory, and they felt, the team felt that this is what he would want. So again, I think it's one of those things where you try to honor the person. And you try to celebrate the life.
Yeah.
You know, because obviously when you lose someone, it's painful and it's hurtful. And, you know, it's a lot of grief. But at the same time, you still want to keep your head up high and let as many people know about that person and spread love on the day.
Taj, I would assume out of us three, at least for this year, you did the most in terms of celebrating the life of Uncle Michael this year, okay? I would assume, because I know you went to
online.
A couple.
Yeah, and
but you also went to a couple of...
Yeah, of seminars and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With that said, do you have that kind of cloud?
You know, it was interesting, because the seminars that I went to, I went specifically because I knew the date was coming up, and the seminars were kind of like 3 to 4 days before.
Mm-hmm.
And I really just, I wanted to hear stories about Uncle Michael, you know, to kind of make me smile, to, you know, just to remind me to make it not so sad.
Because you knew also the people that were behind the seminar.
Yeah, the people, Brad Sundberg. Oh. And Brad Buxer was there too.
Right, right.
And then Big Al was there as well. But the people behind it, you know, they had great stories about Uncle Michael, and they knew Uncle Michael, and they had either worked for or worked with Uncle Michael, and so I just sat there, like, literally, I was in the crowd, and I was offered to be, you know, up, but I just wanted to sit back and listen and experience it like everyone else experienced it. And it was great, because it was kind of like a preempt strike in terms of, I knew I was going to be sad on the 25th. And so I said, okay, on the, on the 22nd, 23rd, and I think it was the 21st as well, I'm going to do everything I can to water that down. And so I also met with like a Chinese fan club, you know, on that Sunday beforehand. And it was a lot of love. And so I didn't feel as empty, because I knew that Uncle Michael was loved, and I knew that his message and what he would have wanted was alive and well.
Mm.
And that, I think that's the thing. I think part of what he was so selfless that he wanted to give all the time. And I think that for me, it was like, okay, message was received, you know.
Right,
You know, I think that was the thing. And I think kind of comparing it to Clyde, you know, I loved Clyde's, I don't want to say funeral, but like, because it's more like a celebration of life, because it was like the atmosphere of it was fun, mm-hmm. right. in a way. Like people were making jokes, and, you know.
Because he lived.
He lived. And that was something unique to me. Like, you know, I've been to plenty of funerals where it was like, and people, don't get me wrong, people were sad. People were crying, you know.
But he was such a happy,
yeah, I don't think
enjoying life.
It was exactly how he would have wanted it.
Great memories.
And he would have wanted it that way, Mm-hmm. He would be laughing at us if we, if or upset if it was sad, you right. know. And I think that's the thing. And so it's just crazy because you don't have a rule book, and we've done yeah. all these shows, and we have different opinions and yeah. different kind of ways we deal with it. So let me ask you guys, and how did you guys deal with the 25th in terms of like?
It was tough. I actually, I've been wanting to see This Is It again.
Oh, wow.
But I know what it's going to do.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to be set on the 25th. I might as well watch it
yeah.
on that day. And I still didn't do it.
Oh, you didn't watch it?
I don't think, no.
Did you listen to any of Uncle Michael's songs?
Like, I did. And I've read posts and things. I was actually a little, I was a little bothered with some of the things.
Yeah.
I was bothered because I felt,
I
felt a lot of things were trying to be, I felt they were trying to hide the love.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You know, and I felt a lot of people that should have.
Came out and.
Mm-hmm.
But see.
I didn't see anything.
But I'm wondering, and this is,
and I think I know why, and that upsets me.
No, let me fight back on that because I'm the first person to fight.
Sorry, TJ, we're kind of going into it.
I'm listening.
Okay, most people from the pattern that I've seen post on his birthday.
And okay,
it's not most people don't post on his death day. I thought maybe the 10th anniversary would be different. But I could tell you a lot of the people closest to him don't post on his death. They haven't consistently. So mm-hmm. I'm giving them a little pass. But if they don't post on his birthday, then you will hear
something different. But we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see.
Oh, you know me. I'm on it. Like, you know, but it's like I just because I wouldn't. I don't usually post on his, mm-hmm. you know, I didn't mm-hmm. last year or whatever. Like, you know, so I'm one of those.
Yeah. Well, let's discuss 12 ideas on how to mark the death anniversary of someone you love.
Yeah.
Number one, I think, is the most, I mean, first of all, people also, I guess, have called these days sadiversary. I've never heard that term. Mm-hmm. Or angelversary. But here are 12 things you could do to help you. Number one. Visit their final resting place.
Okay.
That is something that I haven't done in Uncle Michael's case. And it took me, 20 years to do in yeah. Mom's case? Mm-hmm. More? No, about 20. So, and you know what's so interesting, real quick? I feel like if I were to do some of these 12 things, I'd probably be able to get through it and navigate through it a little better. But because I'm not doing these, it's probably more of a cloud over me. But anyway, that's just early.
Is some of the reason you're not doing it because of fear or discomfort?
No, I don't know. Like this year, I made a point to just write during the day. So I did that. But let's see if that's one of the 12. Mm-hmm. So number one was visit their final resting place. Taking time to remember at your loved one's grave may be something that you've been doing since their 1 year death anniversary. If you've scattered their ashes in a place that was special to them, a trip there could be part of a day spent with other people who love them and include a picnic with their favorite food and drink. And again, that's just, in my opinion, celebrating the life of that person.
Sorry, I don't want to like go into each and everyone, but what do you think about, because it's talking about their final resting place, what do you have to say about that? And I think you're going to have a different thing yep. because you don't feel the person's actually there. You feel they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And I tend to agree with that. I think you don't actually have to go to their final resting place to feel connection with them. However, I do feel going, at least for me, when I went to the final resting place, I think it brings a certain level of I don't know, I relived everything.
Mm.
And although I know it's real, it just being there and seeing, you know, Mom's name is just, it's real, you yeah. know? And I think you almost go back in time and you think back to that day. So that the surrounding and actually being there can take you that, maybe that has an effect. Maybe that's why you have to go to the actual final resting place. But I always felt like I don't have to go there to feel Mom, like mm-hmm. she's not there.
I never cared to go or never really went because I guess I agree with what you guys say, where I felt she was everywhere and the pictures and all that, and my personal memories were more sufficient than a resting place I spent, you know, 3-4 hours at. That was a tough time for me. With that said, though, there's a couple people that I won't name that suggested me to go and go visit your mom or go see her. It'd be good. And then when we did go for the show, I think it's also how where you were at during the time. You know, I don't have the best memory. So going there didn't bring back that day tremendously for me. You have a good memory.
Yeah, it did.
So you were older too. So for you, it probably had a different effect on you. So like where she's actually rested is somewhere where I felt like it was kind of new. You know what I mean? I knew it was at Forest Lawn. But the exact spot, I didn't really remember or know where it was. So, however, seeing her name, seeing, you know, her passing day and her birthday, it brings a realness to it again that that you have to kind of be okay with, you know. But I feel, at least in the stage of my life, and when it comes to mom, I'm there, you know. Like, I miss her tremendously, and I think about how much, in a way, we were cheated all the time. But I've also come to a point where it's not going to be reversed, and I have to continue on and make her proud, you know. So I've only went one time, so I can't say this is for a matter of fact, but that time I didn't really get to a point where it was like, I'll never come back here because this is I'm not getting any benefit.
Yeah, I think I'll go back probably when Taylor's asked to go or something.
When she asks? Or when, is that what you said?
Yeah, I don't care to go. Not, and kind of the opposite of what you said. Like, I don't want it to be real. So, like, even if it is real, like, I don't want it. Like, I didn't want to see the tombstone. And same thing with Uncle Michael for the celebration, because I was invited to the Forest Lawn, but I didn't want to go because I don't, like, that's not how I want my memory to be. Mm-hmm. And it was also a wimpy move on my part, but I also, you know, I wasn't ready to share my emotions in a way. I think I would have gotten really teary-eyed by seeing all the love that he had at Forest Lawn. But at the same time, I would have had to be strong.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I didn't want
to
do that.
You wouldn't have to be. You would.
Yeah, you know, that's just, you know, because you're, you know, everyone else is sad.
But at the same time, don't you feel that because your family, and if everyone else is sad, don't you feel you have a right to be sad?
Kind of.
Don't you think they would understand that?
They would, but it's just not, you know, it's not what I wanted. I wasn't prepared. I mean, maybe in a couple of years it'll be different. All right,
well, with that said, we should go to number two. We're going over 12. Yeah. Ideas to mark the death anniversary of someone you loved. Number two is release butterflies. The butterfly counts not months, but moments, and has time enough. That's a quote from the poet Rabindranath. It's one name, by the way. Rabindranath Tagore.
Probably not even close.
Someone's probably like, you hear this guy butchering.
You could be completely right, though, to just go with it.
This legend's
apologize
name.
For the name.
So, my fault, Mr. Tagore.
Okay.
Or Mrs. Tagore. I'm going to assume Rabindranath is a male name. If I had to guess, how about that? So, another option is to release butterflies. And I think butterflies also resemble life. That's something I just don't see myself ever doing, though.
Don't butterflies only live 24 hours?
That's what I thought.
Is that true?
That's what I've heard.
Can one of our listeners?
We'll get our research department on that.
All right, number three, write a letter, poem, or blog. This is something that, in a way, I did. So, although our love is constant, our thoughts, feelings, regrets, and memories can change as every death anniversary passes. Writing can be therapeutic and a good way of processing complicated thoughts and feelings, as well as expressing heartfelt sentiment. So I think that's pretty good. And it says, post your letter or poem in a hidden outdoor spot or online on a grief blog or a community forum, or keep it somewhere safe and make a personal ritual of writing and rereading letters and poems every angelversary. I think that's, at least that's something I've done. I feel like you guys have done. I don't know about you, Taj, but Charles, have you done that for a death anniversary? Have you written a letter, poem, or blog?
He posted a message.
Okay, yeah, right. So that counts.
Messages count.
There you go.
That's public.
I would say so.
Number four, play their favorite song. Music is incredibly evocative. Am I saying that word? Evocative. Mm-hmm. Evocative? Yes.
Evocative. Is it with an A or
Yeah, it's with the E. Why am I evocative. Blanking? Okay, music is incredibly evocative, and certain tunes can make us catch our breath or transport our memories back to special moments in time. Listen to their song on the day you mark their anniversary over a glass of wine while you write by special request on a radio show or as part of a playlist and a get-together with friends, and maybe even sing along. I guess I can kind of say I've done that with, with Uncle Michael. I know that's being done all the time. But even with Mom, when I think of Mom's music, I think of, Pebbles and Exposé.
Rick Astley.
The Deal. Babyface.
Yeah, that's The Deal.
Yeah, The Deal. So, and there's Gloria Estefan. There's times where I'll hear the songs and think of Mom. Mm-hmm. But I've never consciously said, okay, Mom passed. This is Mom's birthday, so I'm going to play these songs. Mm-hmm. Saying that, though, when I hear those songs, as you guys do, you probably think of Mom.
A myth about the butterflies.
Okay, thank you, Terrell.
Some butterflies live 7 to 10 days. Some live a month. Live 12 months. Yeah, so.
So a year. A butterfly.
So it depends on the kind of butterfly.
Okay.
According to the internet.
All right. Thanks for sharing that. Number six. Take time out. A death anniversary can be a time to get away from it all. Some people choose to commemorate loved ones' life on another significant day and prefer to have time away from places that hold memories on a death anniversary. For others, a place where special moments were spent with their loved one is a poignant way of keeping them close. I think that's something that we all do. We go to the beach or go to the ocean. I think Pops does that for sure. I know Pops does. Again, it's something I have not done on that anniversary day. I've never actually went to the beach or to somewhere out in nature to think of someone who's passed.
Interesting.
But I do feel like that would be a very therapeutic and healthy way to connect. Have you guys done that?
Not on the actual day. I remember when Mom passed, I spent a lot of time at Auntie Janet's beach house. And it is common. I do remember when Grandpa passed, when Pops called in, he was along the beach. So I think there's something about the waves and just, I don't know.
It's nature.
Yeah.
I think, where was it? Somewhere I read that nature is probably one of the greatest medicines that humble you. Some place you should go when you exceed or at your happiest moments, because it humbles you. And then also when you're down, grief, nature has a way of picking you up. So I think that's just nature.
Yeah.
Number seven. Again, we're going over 12 ideas to mark the death anniversary of someone you love. Number seven, express loving sentiments with flowers. Be inspired by the language of flowers to make a beautiful bouquet to lay by your loved one's resting place or to send to a hospice in their memory on the anniversary of their death. The language of flowers. What's that mean, Taj?
The language of flowers?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Have you heard that?
No.
Have you
poetic.
I've never heard of language of flowers, but I know flowers can mean many things. And
Yeah, good.
I think it's a great symbol.
Certain colors mean certain
things. For all kinds of things. Support.
Do you guys know any?
What?
Any what?
Give me a specific flower and tell me what it means. Love. Okay. I looked it up a bit. It is love, of course, the way we know. But roses are probably the most popular type of flower to send on any occasions. It's interesting. It says including funerals as buds fully open or in a wreath. Any other flower that you guys can remember?
Tulips and carnations.
Taj, name one more flower, because I don't think you can.
That's appropriate? Sunflower. Dandelion.
A sunflower?
Dandelion.
Give me two more.
Sunkiss?
Is that a sunkiss?
There's a sunkiss rose.
That's a drink.
It's a drink, Taj.
I think there's a rose called sunkiss.
Okay, so I don't think
Not a rose, but a flower.
Okay. Okay, so that was pretty comical. But we're going to go on to number 8. I can't remember my brother's name, flowers. Number 8, take a seat. Huh. Some people dedicate inscribed benches in favorite beauty spots, while arts venues also offer schemes where you can sponsor a seat in their auditory in memory of someone. And if the person you're remembering loved drama, dance, music, or comedy, a theater seat with their name on it could be just the ticket. Taking in a ballet or opera could also be a beautiful way to mark your loved one's life around the anniversary of their death. I think, again, this is just the idea of doing something in their memory,
right.
And doing something, quote unquote, for them makes you feel more connected to them and more full.
Right.
You guys would agree?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I had something where I went. Can't remember where I was. I was just walking. And I remember seeing something in memory of so-and-so and so-and-so.
Mm.
And I'm trying to remember where it was. You know what? It was in Holland.
What was it?
It was a statue.
Just a random statue?
Yeah.
But the guy, whoever, or the female who the statue was made of.
I think it was in Holland.
Had to accomplish something to have
but
a
it
statue.
It wasn't like a huge thing. It's just something like this is, I don't know.
Just honoring?
Yeah. Someone?
Number 9. Look through old photos. If you feel like company, you could cook a favorite meal on the anniversary of your loved one's death and invite family members around to share. While everyone's around the table, invite them to take turns dipping into a shoebox of old snaps and listen to the memories they bring back. I actually really like that
one. That's interesting. The shoebox thing, I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, I actually really like that one. And that's something, again, I haven't done any of these on the anniversary.
What number is this? We're on
9.
Except the writing.
I got a question, but I'll save it for last.
No, that's the question. That was 9. What's your question?
I'll wait.
You sure?
Yeah, let's get through the list. And then
okay. Number 10, memorial jewelry. There's been a real renaissance in the idea of memorial jewelry. In the 19th century, mourning jewelry included jet pendants, lockets, and even trinkets made of human hair. Today, you'll find craftspeople and designers able to create sparkling glass beads and even diamonds from a loved one's ashes, while an engraved silver locket containing a photo is a beautiful way to hold someone close to your heart. I've never heard of diamonds from a loved one's ashes, but I have heard and like the idea of an engraved silver locket containing a photo.
Again, or having their ashes.
Having their ashes, yeah. I understand, but... creating sparkling glass beads and even diamonds, I guess diamond, I don't know, from ashes.
I've heard of people having jewelry that has ashes in them.
Really?
I don't know if the actual jewelry was made with the ashes, but I heard of a holder.
Yeah. Okay, so we got 2 more in this 12 ways to mark the death anniversary of someone you loved. Number 11 is shine a light. I love this one. Simple. Easy. It's traditional to light a candle in memory of someone, whether in a place of worship or at a home as you quietly contemplate. On the anniversary of someone's death, you can create their name or initials in tea lights on the family dinner table or choose a scented candle with a fragrance that brings memories back. If it's an occasion for celebrating their memory as well as reflecting on their loss, you could even light up the night sky with fireworks and spell out their names in stars. Never heard of spelling a name with in stars,
either.
But sounds pretty cool. Finally, last but definitely not least, which I think is probably one of the most popular things to do. Do you guys have an idea? You want to take a guess?
On the final one?
The final one. I'm going to guess it's one of the most popular.
I would think it has something to do with church.
Okay, Taj?
No idea.
Thanks for guessing.
You're welcome.
Number 12, create an online memorial. Memories can grow more precious as the years go by, and they are also a wonderful legacy to hand down to children and grandchildren. There is actually something called a memorial app. It's a great way to keep memories alive and revisit when you are thinking about someone you love on their death anniversary. You can keep it private or invite friends and family members to share photos, memories, and loving sentiments. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
The memorial app.
Memorial app.
So those were the 12 ideas to mark the death anniversary of someone you loved. We probably should have done this prior to Uncle Michael's passing. Saying that, for anyone out there who's approaching a death anniversary, I would suggest to try at least one of these, as it can help you get through.
I'm sure people do one of these things without even
thinking about it.
Yeah.
Without even
just really naturally. But my question is,
yes,
after listening to that whole list, what's the whole point? What's the whole why? What's underneath all of that? Why are we trying to? You got my question?
Yeah, I think
because it's going to go back to my whole celebrating the person's death day. Why are we digging old? Why are we looking in shoe boxes and bringing out pictures? And why are we lighting candles? Like, what is all that? Why?
I think society is built in a way where days have significance.
But what I'm saying is why are we doing all of these things? What is it that we're trying? What's the goal in that?
This is what I'm saying. So if every day has significance, whether it's your birthday, whether it's your anniversary, whether it's the day your child is born, they all have a meaning. And that death anniversary day has a meaning in a negative way, right? Because it's the day you lost them. It's one of those days. It's probably the only day you remember. You're not going to remember the date. Well, some people may, but the day you got divorced or the day you lost your house to a fire, maybe some people. But mm-hmm. I think it doesn't happen for everyone. Where the one negative date that everyone will most likely remember is the death of a loved one.
Okay.
And I think because of, maybe partially because of the lack of practice or acceptance of loss and grief in our society, we don't know how to deal with that day properly. So it's like we go through that day because the day's going to come regardless whether we like it or not.
Right.
And we go through that day kind of already struggling with the fact that it's a tough day, but also with not knowing how to handle that day. So I think these ideas, photos in shoebox, flowers, lighting lights, writing things, online memorial, I think it helps us find purpose and a structure to that day.
I think it helps soften the blow, like, of just the sadness aspect of it in terms of, like, I knew the 25th was going to be a sad day for me, but yeah. I think everything that I did prior was just to help it not be as sad.
Mm.
And by joining in on celebrating, it changed it from being sad to being actively positive.
Mm.
So I don't even know if that's what I meant for it to be like, but that's what it was for me in terms of it. So I think it's just,
so will you do it next year?
I don't know. That's because the 10-year thing was a big thing of it in terms of that. And I don't know. I mean, I it depends what's going on. I might next year, if the fans go to Forest Lawn again, I might actually go next year.
I thought I was going. Did you?
I wasn't prepared this year to go. Like, I was asked to go like the day before and I just mentally wasn't ready.
Mm.
Yeah.
You said you thought about it.
I did.
And why did you choose not to?
Because I didn't want it to be interpreted into something else.
Really? Mm-hmm. For yourself or someone else to?
I didn't want it to be interpreted into something else. So.
No, from within yourself, you didn't want the interpretation.
No. Outside? Just from outside.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. But yeah, I thought about it, I don't know. It may be something I do.
Do you regret not going? Or?
Yeah, nah, not really. Yes and no. I think it just would have just been a different experience of it. But it's like you said, you just don't know. And I don't know how it would have felt once I got there.
Yeah.
You know? But I think with this list and everything else, I personally think the whole thing is you just want to remember the person. And I think just hearing some of the things on the list, light a candle, go back into the box and bring out pictures. You just want to relive some of those moments and bring them back to life in some kind of way.
Mm.
and celebrate their life. And that's why I feel people may be against, you know, celebrating on the day that they pass. But I think that's, there's so much hurt and there's so much pain that people just want to remember the happy times and the good times and focus on that.
Yeah.
And let that live on and let that be the memory and let that move forward. And that's why, you know, it's hard. It's either way, it's hard,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But, you know, I think it was VH1 had a marathon going with all of Uncle Michael's videos and we had that playing in the house and, you know, it was some videos I hadn't seen in quite a while. And, you know, you watch a video, then you start thinking about memories. You start thinking about watching Remember the Time, the very first time that we saw it with him and, you know, and just the jokes that we had. And it just goes on and on. And it's a sad feeling, but it's a sad day. But it's also a good feeling because I'm thankful and I'm happy that I had the chance to have those moments.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we got to close the show, but thank you guys for participating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No thank you back. Yeah. No.
You're the host. You're supposed to thank us.
But yeah, I think you ended it right, Taro. I think you said everything that needed to be said. So we're going to close the show. Again, we talked about 12 ideas to help you mark the anniversary of someone you loved. And although I can only say I've done one, I'm going to make it a goal possibly for mom to do a second one. So I'll report back when that time comes to see how it went. Mm-hmm. With that said, everyone, we are going to sign off. We want to thank everyone for joining and listening to our show. We will be back next Wednesday at 1:00. Until then, be safe, practice love, and adios.
Adios.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.